Sunday, 6th of May, Yud Yad Adiyah, of Yehuda Brody, Tilcha B'Tzivura.
Morning, Abaytai. We'll start with the negative and then move on to the positive. The negative is that I spoke in Manchester on this subject last Thursday, and in Manchester the program is a 40-minute program. The positive is that I'm speaking about Tilcha B'Tzivura, and therefore it would be most ironic if I overstay the 28 minutes which are still left. We'll try and condense the material as much as possible. There's an interesting Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara as follows: Amar Rabbi Avor ben Zutasi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Zavita. Bikshu Likvoya Pashas Bolek Bikriyas Shema. Bolek Bikriyas Shema. Hazal wanted to insert the Pasha which deals with Bolek, all the klolos which Bolek wanted to give and which became Brachos. They wanted to put that into our daily Krishma. The Krishma would have had a very different look if we would have been in the middle of the Parshas, got into the Parshas of Balak, and said all the Parshas of Balak and all the Mishonim, Mayita Mishonim, that would have become part of our Krishma, our daily Krishma. That's what Chazal really wanted to do. They would have liked to have done that. And if they wanted to do that, that shows there would have been something about Parshas Balak, which would have been very appropriate and very fitting and very important to put in Krishma, which after all is one of the focal points of the davening. It's not just another mizmah in Psukhi de Zimma. This would have formed a major part of Krishna. That's what they wanted to do. The reason they wanted to do that is in the Mephoshim, because in Parshas Balak it says, Korah Shorab Kari, Ukhalabi Mi Kimenu, Shokhav and Yikimenu, Ubushakhav Ukhamecha. There's an echo there, and therefore a lesson to be learned from the fact that in Parshas Balak it says, Shokhav and Kima and then Shema. That's what they wanted to do. Why, in fact, didn't they do it? Because it would have meant a Tirka de Tzibur. Shema would have been a little bit longer, and because of that, they didn't want to do it. So you can see here from this Gemara alone, and there are many Mekoris in the Gemara in Shas for Tirka de Tzibur, but we can see here the importance, the Choshema Inyan of Tirka de Tzibur, that something which was Roy, which was sufficiently important enough to go into Shema, one of the focal points of davening, as I said, nevertheless, because they didn't want to be matriach, the tzibur, they decided it was better to miss it out, whatever in yonim that would have been achieved by putting it in. So that's what I'd like to talk about today, to examine a little bit the yonim of tzibur, the tzibur, when it applies, when it doesn't apply, how it comes into our daily practice. The first thing which we really have to ask ourselves is, where does it come from? Is tzibur the tzibur something which has a makoyah in the Torah? Or is Tirka de Tzibura something which the Rabbanon and Mesakin, the Takon of the Rabbanon, that because of Tirka de Tzibura you've got to be careful how you conduct yourself? Or perhaps, as we'll see in a moment, it's somewhere a little bit in between. As with all things like this, if someone asks you, is it derived from the Rabbanon, it's pretty safe ground to say it's a Machlokes. Most things are, and this is no exception. There is a Machlokes in the Poskim and the Achroidim as to whether Tirka de Tzibura is the right of the Rabbanon, the Stechemot in one of the Swarim rings from a safer from called Shalmei Tzibur, which he didn't have in front of him at the time, and therefore he couldn't discuss the Shitta of the Shalmei Tzibur. He merely brings it on passant. He took a hold that it's been a Torah, says the Sechem, and I disagree with him. I hold that the Tzibur cannot be anything more than Drabonim. There are, however, a number of Mekoyres, which we can bring, and which we will bring in a moment, to show that this may not be the case, and it could take a be that the Tzibur is Doraisa. It's also important, before we just do that, to realize that Tirka de Tzibura very often refers to, is referred to as Kavod HaTzibur. Right? And the two we'll have to examine in a moment how the two join together. Tirka de Tzibura not troubling the Tzibur, and Kavod HaTzibur being Mechabed, honoring and respecting the needs and the wishes, the desires of the Tzibur. The fact that these two are sometimes interchangeable, we can see from a couple of the Mekoyres. The Rashba says an interesting halacha. The Rashba in the Tshuva says that if you've only got one kohen in the Kehillah, there's only one kohen in shul that morning. He came late, or he was delayed, or he got up slowly, whatever the case is. And when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, he's still in Shema now, so he's the only kohen. Says the Rashba, maybe we have to wait for him. After all, the Kiddush Toy is a din doraisa. Maybe we should have to wait for him. Says the Rashba, no. Kavod HaTzibur. That's the halacha of the Rashba. It's clear. But what the Rashba means, he uses the words Kavod HaTzibur because they are interchangeable with Tirka de Tzibura. To keep people waiting and standing with Kriyas HaTorah until the Kohen finishes his Shemoneh Esrei and is ready to get called up, says the Rashba, that wouldn't be a Kavod for the Tzibur. We would use the word Tirka de Tzibura. But that's what the Rashba obviously means the second halacha. See, the same thing. The din is, one should be careful about this. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work out that one is careful. The halacha is, in going around to say the Torah of Tzibur, it's important that when one purposely creates a Torah, the Sefer Torah should be on the right place, that one shouldn't have to wait while the Gaboyim roll the Sefer Torah to the appropriate mokum where you want to lay. In Gerdlin Sefer Torah B'tzibah, says the Gemara, Yuma, we should cover the Tzibah, because of the honor of the Tzibah. Says the Miri again, but obviously what we mean is not a great comment, we don't all feel very honored. We should take for the Tzibah, we don't want to be Matriya, we don't want to delay the Tzibah by having to stand still and wait till the Gaboyim roll it from there to Pinchas, where it may have to be for Reish Chodesh. Takes a long time, even if it takes a short time, we'll see in a moment. That's something we don't want to do. Is there the Lashon which is used in Kavanah Tzibah? By Avada we mean Tzibah Tzibah. Says the Moshe Weiss in Yosefa Minchas Osher, it has to be, therefore, that you cannot say that Tzibah Tzibah, since it sometimes involves Kavanah Tzibah, cannot be purely Midrabanan. And he says, very simple, we all know that you've got to be Mekabel each and every Jew. We'll have to react to commercial demands that we give cover to every Jew. We want cover for ourselves. We don't want to be, people should be Mezalzel us. People should treat us with respect. If we want people to treat us with respect, then because we'll have to react to commercial, we've got to treat individuals with respect. Because the Moshe writes in the Kal Vachayre, you've already got to treat an individual with respect. Konshikane, you've got to treat a Tzibor, you've got to treat a number of individuals who form together into a Tzibor, and under them, you've also got to treat with respect, and if the Mekoyer of covered of an individual is, we'll have to learn to come out, or consecrate that we'll have to learn to come out would mean that you're not just potter from respecting people just because they don't have to be happen to be individuals, but because they formed a Tzibor. We made a Hizma Kriya that Havada has to be the covered at Tzibor, and therefore not being Matriyat the Tzibor, which we've seen are often interchangeable, has got a Mekoyer to arise. And he compares it to the Rambam. The Rambam is well known. The Rambam says that Bikochodim and Nichum Avedim are really Tekonis Rabbonim, but Abadah, they fit into the Vahapta Lareth of Kamecha. Nichum Avedim and Bikochodim are classic examples of Vahapta Lareth of Kamecha. Told the Rambam that there's an overarching din of Vahapta Lareth of Kamecha, and the Chachamim told you how to conduct yourself in order to be Mekayim that mitzvah. And the same thing he says here, there's an overriding mitzvah of Vahapta Lareth of Kamecha. How we do it, in which way we're not Matriyah, in which way we may be Matriyah, those may well be Tekonis Rabbonim, but they form and they are under the general heading of a mitzvah d'oraita. So perhaps we've got three shittas here. We've got the three shittas of the Shalmei Tzibur, because it's a pure d'oraita, the shitta of the Sechemer, who argues with him in Mitzvah of the Chizkiyol and says it's a Rabbanan, and the Mahalek of the Mitzvah d'oraita of Rabban Shemaish, who says it's a little bit of a mixture. Generally, it forms under the, comes under the category of a d'oraita, because it's part of what happens to the Kamecha, but the actual plotting are only Rabbanan. But it brings two interesting wires to prove that it's the emes, I think, pretty close to a deraita, and must have at least some relationship with a Torah din. One of them, coincidentally, is from yesterday's Sedra. Yesterday's Sedra, we laid the posuk, we may save a tokum, the hodat of today's zokin, the din to show respect to an older person, to a zokin, and finishes off the posuk, v'yoreisa me'elokreko. Pashim Chazal, the name zokin v'yoreisa, the word zokin v'yoreisa come together, they tell us that the Zokin also has to be very, very careful with covers. He should not be Matriya to Tzibur. That means the Zokin, the Tamar Chokham, I used to remember seeing it with the Manchester Rashima, the Chazal Tzibur, used to try and be careful not to come into a room where there were hundreds of people waiting to hear him in a very public way that people would have to stop up. He used to sidle in by the side, right, to come into another door, and suddenly he was, one moment he wasn't there, the next moment he was there, not to be Matriya to Tzibur. Where's the Matriya for that? The Mekoyer is Zokin v'yoreisa. The Zokin has also got to have a fear, and has got to be careful, has got to be sensitive to the covenant of the Tzibur, the Tzibur, the Tzibur. That's the Pasuk. That's the Dirashu from the Pasuk. There's also a Mekoyer. We know that in Yom Kippur in the Beit HaMikdash, as part of the Avodah, there was Kriyas HaTorah. The Parsha of Be'emes, which deals with Yom Kippur itself, Uba Osar, was Lein Baal Peh. Why was it Lein Baal Peh? Because they would have had to roll the Sefer Torah from the previous naming to after they named a number of parshas in the Beit HaMikdash and Yom Kippur, and to roll it would have been Tikkun HaTzibura. We know, we should know, that there is a halacha which could well be d'oraita, that Dvarim Shebiksav, Yatir Rishoy, L'Omen Baal Peh, there are very strict halachas about saying Torah Baal Peh. Not all situations is it allowed. And yet, in the Beit HaMikdash, it was allowed because of Tikkun HaTzibura. The only rationale for that can be that Tikkun HaTzibura is also d'oraita, and therefore override the Issa d'oraita, which many say is an Issa d'oraita, of naming Baal Peh, something which is Dvarim Shemitzav. The main of the Raya's to both sides, but the Mitzvotosha brings these two Raya's as showing that to say that Tzibur the Tzibur is just nothing more than the Tekhon of the Rabbanon, the invention of the Rabbanon, that's very difficult to say. It's either clear from these Raya's that it's a Raya, or at least that it has a Mekhoyim Raya, because it comes under the general heading of the Hatta Raya commotion. While it is true to say that the words Tzibur and Tzibur are often used as another expression of Tzibur and Tzibur, it's not always like that. I think that's important to understand that there are things which we find in Halakha which are covered as Tzibur, which have nothing to do with Tikkun HaTzibur. They're not things which would delay the Tzibur in any way, but they're things which would not be befitting and appropriate for the Tzibur. The Moshul is a Halakha, and we see it, and we should wonder why it is like that. A Katan, who's old enough to be mechanic in the mitzvahs, doesn't suffer. We don't see Kohenim very rarely. Sometimes I've seen the Kohenim mamish the yom to perform the mitzvah. They suffer, but generally speaking, a Kohen who's 7 or 8 years of age, 9 years of age, is perfectly capable of putting a tablet over his head and duckening, and yet one doesn't. Say, Chazal, why don't they do that? It's not common at Tzibur. It's not befitting, but an honor for the Tzibur, that the conduit of the channel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha to the Tzibur should come through a little kid, through a cotton. We don't do it. There are other things I don't want to get into, revolutionary and right things, but women, they care din to call up a woman to the Torah, right, is not something which is automatic care din. As I'll say, it's not coming out Tzibur, it's passage for the Tzibur. It's not befitting for the Tzibur, right, that the woman should get an aliyah. Apparently, that's nothing to do with Tzibur, right? The fact that she would have to put her hat raised and make herself look good before she goes up to the thing, that she can do that in the right during the previous aliyah. Yeah, that's not necessarily going to be a tip for the Tzibur. It's going to be a common Tzibur, it's passage for the Tzibur. There are a number of numerous examples like that where you can see that things don't necessarily fall into Tzibur, but they fall into common. So there are these two, therefore, elements which go side by side. Sometimes the word common Tzibur is used where really we mean it's not befitting for the Tzibur, and sometimes the word common Tzibur is used where it's not a question of befitting or not befitting. It's not right to be material to Tzibur, to delay the Tzibur, to hold the Tzibur back. That chiluk is something which we've always got to be conscious of because of a big machlokes, which is the machlokes apostim, and the steiris in the apostim. But what about mechila? We know that things which are to do with kavod, you can be mechil on sometimes. Av shemochil al kavodai, kavod amochil, a father or a mother who decides that they want to be mechil on every single part of kibud av v'aim, they want to, they can do. Telling the apostim say it's not a good idea. We want to bring up children who are respectful children, and if the parents have no need and no demand and no requirement of their children to be becoming them at all, so then the children won't go up to be people who know the meaning of covenant, of giving honor. But the ma'aser, one doesn't have to necessarily be meticulous about every single prat. And the din is, if a father wants to be mortal, then his child doesn't have to stand up every time the father comes into the room. It's what's the din here? Those elements of tikkun tzibura which fall into covenant tzibur, can the Tzibur decide? We're easygoing, we're laid back, chilled out, cool together. We don't mind, we'll be making on some of the things which were really meant as our cover. It's ever since the Sedra Machlekes, the Magen Avraham himself, in two places, says two different things. The Magen Avraham says that when it comes to Lamash or being Gaila on the Sefer Torah, if there's no other Sefer Torah in the shul, it's going to be a Tzibur of Tzibur. He's allowed to know it because presumably the Tzibur want to hear Kriyas HaTorah. That's part of the reason they've come to shul for. Otherwise, no one will get angry. We've never ever seen anyone get angry in the middle of davening in the shul because the window is open. The window is closed. People generally don't get angry ever, chalila, in davening. And who's going to get angry just because the Gaboy has to go to save Torah because there isn't another Kasha save the Torah? Bimela, there's a Mogad Avraham, people who presumably be mindful on a thing like that. On the other hand, the same Mogad Avraham says, to put a chazan to the omad who's still not got a full beard, his beard doesn't go fully, is not part of the kavod tzibur, not befitting for the tzibur, where the person without a beard should sit and stab it at the omad, his beard is not yet fully grown. Doesn't know whether it means he's actually got a beard, or at least that if he had a beard, he would be a fully grown beard, mature person. Says the Magen Avraham, there's no right to be mochel, and it's got no right to be mochel for that. So what's he serious, therefore, in the Magen Avraham? The Meila, let's perhaps divide, and this is how the Moshe Weizsack in the Sefer divides it into three categories. Something which is a pure tircha. It means if we're going to do it, it's going to delay us. Personally, it's a personal thing. The Tzibur will be delayed. There's no reason why you can't be mindful. The Tzibur puts in their constitution Well, that's their hanhaga, that they don't mind if a sefer Torah has to be known. Fine, that's the decision, that's the personal decision of that tzibur, and they're entitled to do it. Other things, however, let's go back to the example which we gave of the Baal Tefillah without the full beard, or calling up a woman, says Mitzvah Dasha, that's not up to the tzibur to decide. Right, that's not up to the tzibur. So some say the reason why it's not up to the tzibur is be'emes, although we use the word kavod ha-tzibur, really what we mean is kavod ha-shamayim. It's not the chavodik, right? It's pastnished for a tzibur to conduct itself in that way, because it's not kavod ha-shamayim. We try to do in our tefillah, in our avodas ha-tefillah, things which are the kavod ha-shamayim, to do the tefillah in a way which is not a befitting way. A bar tefillah who's too young, a woman where the gidrei ha-tzidus may be breached, getting called up. The Chazal use the word Kavod HaTzibur, but they really mean, what they really mean is Kavod Shemayim. That's not the way it's Tzibur. A Bechavodik of Tzibur, an honorable Tzibur, should not conduct itself in that way. The main one that comes into the category of Kavod Shemayim, but other Bechila doesn't come into place. There are other things which Taka are a little bit more to do with Kavod HaTzibur, but not Kavod Shemayim. And there again, it's possible that Bechila helps. For instance, there was a halakha, there is a halakha, which we don't have nowadays, not relevant nowadays, but there is a halakha, which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch, that they used to have, not everyone could afford a Sefer Torah with all Chamisha Kumshi Torah in one scroll. So they used to have, like we have with the Haftorahs in some places, they used to have a Bereshit, they used to have a Shemayis in a scroll, just like a Sefer Torah, but one by one. In the Halakha it says that the Tibur one should not use that, the Prisha says it's not Kavod HaTzibur, it looks as if they are an impoverished Tibur, or a Tibur which cannot afford to buy a Sefer Torah, to buy a full Sefer Torah. That again, that's something which is nothing to do with Kavod Shemayim. That's just the dignity of that particular symbol. There again, it could well be that one could be mindful. It could, however, be that there is perhaps something a little bit deeper here when it comes to Kavod HaTzibur. And let's give an analogy. The Queen would decide, either she doesn't want all this pomp and ceremony, she's mindful it, no more changing of the guard, no more flags flying from with the castle when she's in residence. That's something which really and truly the country would probably not tolerate, because it's not an individual thing. The monarchy, the Kavod HaMonarchy, that could be the institution of the monarchy, is not hers, she's not the Balabot of it. That's an established part of the constitution of this country, and it's not up to an individual to be moichel on an institution like that. And the same thing could well be when it comes to Kavod HaTzibur. We're not talking about each individual tzibur. There are ways in which a tzibur, a kehillah, a Jewish kehillah has to conduct itself, because one tzibur particularly wants to be more lenient and be mindful. Who says they've got a right to do that? No individual tzibur is a balabot over the concept of what a tzibur should be like. And just as we would consider it strange if one individual king or one individual queen would chaffer with the institution of the monarchy, so too it could well be that there's no right for any individual tzibur to say, so we don't mind in our school we'll let a youngster go to the other. That tzibur may be mindful, but the concept of tzibur is damaged. The institution of a tzibur of a killer is damaged. It's remainder, it could be that in such a situation, no individual tzibur has got a right, the klal, to be mindful on that union of covered at tzibur. So we've established here for the tzibur, covered at tzibur, the two are sometimes analogous, the two are sometimes different. Machlokes, the Reiter, the Rabbanan, or something in between. Let's perhaps move on now to consider what is the shear of Sefer HaTzibur. Is it only if I delay people by a very, very significant amount? This shear goes on till 11:30, the full of there, that would be considered Sefer HaTzibur. But what happens if I finish just a little bit late? Is it a shear for Sefer HaTzibur or not? So let's start with a large dosage of Sefer HaTzibur and see whether we can narrow it down. We all know that on Shabbos, yesterday, we davened Shemot Esrei a number of times. Three brachos at the beginning and three brachos at the end, which we were familiar with from our daily davening. But the middle chunk of brachos, right, the middle 13 brachos, out of the 19 which we say every day, we do not say on Shabbos and Yom. If there are those Rishonim who say that the reason is because there's a shaila being shown throughout the Shabbos, to ask one's individual needs on Shabbos and Yom Tov is not necessarily within the spirit of the day. The men, some say that's the reason. And the Ashman and other Rishonim say, Tichah the Tzibura. Tichah the Tzibura, the demand on the Shabbos, which is at the end of the day, a Yom Menucha, to daven a full Shemana Esrei included, and to have to include it enough on top of that in Yom Shabbos, that would be an Indian of Tichah the Tzibura. It would be not fair for the Tzibur that they should have to on the Shabbos say a whole Shmoneh Esrei, a longer Shmoneh Esrei, like we do on the weekdays. If we say that I didn't come here to give more Tzibur, they only take 1.5 minutes to say Shmoneh Esrei. I was got a guy from there to take the Tzibur, even a very, very, very small shear. But for those who examine a little bit longer, so we can see from here that it doesn't have to be hours and hours to be considered taking the Tzibur. Shmoneh Esrei takes perhaps 5 or 6 minutes every day. It would be an extra 5 minutes in Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, or actually the book of Shmoneh Esrei as well, and a Mincha, but you talk about altogether another 15, 20 minutes on Shabbos. Nevertheless, Chazal felt that that's already here for the Tzibura. We're not going to be Matriya for Tzibura on the Shabbos, and on the Yom Tov, Yom Menucha, when there are other things which one has to do on Shabbos, to daven the Shmoneh Esrei, which is going to be a lengthy Shmoneh Esrei. Agav, those same Chachomim, right, the same sages, the same wise people who felt it was dear for the Tzibura to have to say B'lam HaShidim and Shmach Ledu, and then Samach David, did not feel it was inappropriate to add in putim after putim after putim, and that's the davening into our davening, right? Now, those who say, and the Yom Tov Night Marabis, or who say Yoitzes, that those they felt were very, very appropriate. Right? And that shows that the Hashkofen, you know, we've got to look at those who have come from the Yekishik Hillis, where everything is small print, you have to say it, right? And putim were venerated, right? And those shuls where they say it, have to take it into account in the context of what we're saying this morning. That Chazal, those who instituted those tefillin and those putim felt it was not different to Tzibur, but this was something which was you couldn't avoid, which had to be part of the ritual, part of the tefillin of Yom. At the same time, 13 Chosim and Rav of Shmoneh Esrei were such as. And I may be knowing that from there you can see the Chura, the Chashivas, which one ought to attach to the Yetzis and to the Marobis, to the various putim, that they were considered more important than the Brachis of than the central Brachis of the Shmoneh Esrei. So that's 15 minutes of Tefillin to Tzibur. There are other examples which we could bring. The halacha is, you can see here that it's much less than that. It's already a shadow taken to Tzibur. We all know many people have different minhagim. Many people, when they put their talis away at the end of Shacharis, they check the tzitzis. They check that nothing has happened to them during the course of davening. But that when they wear it the next morning, it's got a chazaka that the tzitzis are kosher. Other people do that again, either again or they don't look at it when they put it off, and therefore they check it when they put it on in the morning. They're avoiding the tzitzis very quickly to make sure that the talis is kosher. Certainly, the halacha should be that if one gets called up to an aliyah, someone, let's say, who is a bocher still, who's not wearing a talis, and he wears the talis of the tzibur, ought to be that he should be very carefully wearing a baggage of that at some point. It's kind of, it ought to be in the talis of the tzibur. No one is responsible for it. No one has necessarily checked it. Ought to be that he should at least give a very cursory, quick look as he's going up to say his aliyah, quickly have a whiz through the tzitzis to make sure they're all there. That would be the right thing to do. Says the Taz, though, you're not required to do it. We have a chazaka. Things are kosher unless we know them not to be kosher. These tzitzis were definitely put on. When they were put on, they were kosher. You can be so much of a chazaka. Why? How long does it take just to quickly make sure that all the tzitzis are intact? As the Taz, it doesn't matter how long it takes. Tzibur to tzibur. It can take 10 seconds to do it, 15 seconds to do it, to check them quickly. Says the Taz, tzibur to tzibur. It would not be right. The tzibur are waiting for the person to go up and make his bokeh, to make his aliyah, and he's busy checking the tzitzis. Tefillah de tzibur is something which we don't have to do. It's pretty serious to wear a talis, which is shazal at campus without tzitzis. Nevertheless, says the Taz, tefillah de tzibur, he sees that that's already a much shorter shear. We may be there talking about seconds, literally about seconds. Let's narrow it down a little bit more. We all know when we get the various minhagim, but basically speaking, when we get called up to an aliyah, to the Torah, the Gadol will show us, the Malkoga will show us the place, we'll say the bracha, we'll be curious the Torah, and then one closes and says the Torah, and one says the bracha after the bracha which comes after curious the Torah. Why do we close the Sefer Torah? The Chazal, the reason we close the Sefer Torah before we say the bracha is that no one should think for one moment that these brachas which we're saying are such a part of the curious the Torah that they're in the Sefer Torah. And yet we all know that after we've been shown the place of the Sefer Torah, no one, or one shouldn't anyway, closes the Sefer Torah again so that no one should think that the first mark is given with Sefer Torah. Why doesn't one do that? How long does it take with the Shutit, Baruch Hashem HaBayot, and the Baruch Hashem to open it? We don't do that. What we do is one of two things. Different in Hongim, some people shut their eyes to show that they're not reading from the Sefer Torah. Some people look aside, to the left, to the right. One shows in various ways that these brachas, which one is saying at the beginning of the Torah, are not from the Sefer Torah itself. How long would it take to shut the Sefer Torah so the brachas can open it again? Literally, we're talking 2 seconds, 3 seconds. And nevertheless, we don't do that. Again, we shouldn't take it to Tzibur. So we can see from here that we've gone down from 13 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei, which may take a considerable amount of time to check in the sittings, which may take 15 seconds, or something which probably will take 1 or 2 seconds. You can see how sensitive Chazal were to Tikkun HaTzibur, and with what we said at the beginning, that we're talking here about Kavod HaTzibur, we're talking about the Indian of being Mechabed HaTzibur, we'll have to write it tomorrow, and I can see exactly why this is. So far, though, we've talked about Tikkun HaTzibur as involving time. Tikkun means effort, being matriya. I'll bring an example. I'm bringing this example because it's very much in Yonah the Omer, where we can see that it's not only time, but effort, and it's amazing. And from this, I think we're going to conclude with this, we see that Tikkun HaTzibur is mamish something which is so sensitive for Chazal, we're so sensitive for the Kavod and for the tikkun of each individual. The Bialacha brings in Hilchos Shvi'is Omer as follows. Motzei Shabbos, Gadol Shmoneh Esrei, and then we come to Vinoyim. Vinoyim is a tefillah which we can sit down for, as opposed to the Shmoneh Esrei which we've been standing for. Vinoyim, we take a well-deserved rest, we can sit down for Vinoyim if we want. After Vinoyim comes the Kaddish. Kaddish, we stand up for. The general millet that we have nowadays is that when the Baal Tefillah or Yisroelim say Kaddish, we stand up. But Be'emet Me'ikah Adin, that is not obligatory. And it wasn't always the minig like that. The minig that used to be, that people used to remain standing if they were standing. If the thriller before was a standing thriller, a Shmoneh Esrei, like today where you say Kaddish immediately after Chazorot HaShas, people were standing anyway for Chazorot HaShas, they remained standing. But a thriller where you've been sitting down for, there is no fear for Emmett to jump up the Kaddish. We do that out of respect for Kaddish Shmoku, Kaddish Shmei Rabo, so we stand up. But you don't have to, and therefore the minig was, certainly Mishon and Kanlenioid, that Vinayim they sat down, Paul came a Chotzi Kaddish after Vinayim, they remained standing. On the normal Motzi Shabbos would come Yitzin Lechor then, they remain sitting. Comes Yitzin Lechor, vice are sitting down, till you get to Aleinu, for Aleinu we stand up. Tzvi'is HaOmer, however, is a little bit of a problem, because we all know that for Tzvi'is HaOmer we're supposed to stand up, we learn it out from a Pasuk, Mehotel Chem, Mishpatoma, that one should stand up for Tzvi'is HaOmer. So what are you going to have? Never. Nebuch, the Tzibur, who were so comfortably sitting for the Vinayim and the Kaddish, you're going to have to stand up for a couple of minutes to say Tzvi'is HaOmer, and then they can have a rest again for the whole of Vinayim for those shuls that say Vinayim in shul. Say the Ga'onim, Haigon, Kabbonim, Rishonim, no, that's not fair for the Tzibur, up and down like a yo-yo. It's not fair, they never have to get up. So what do? We do a B'di'evet, a mamash is unbelievable B'di'evet. The Chazon anyway is standing, the Chazon is saying Tzvi'is HaOmer, let's be yet to Shomer Ta'ina, and that was the Hanhaga in the time of the Ga'onim and in the time of the Rishonim, that no one said Tzvi'is HaOmer on the Motzei Shabbos. The Chazon said it, and you were yet to Shomer Ta'ina, which is not so poshut, that many Rishonim say Shomer Ta'ina doesn't even work for Tzvi'is HaOmer. Nevertheless, that's what they did. What are we talking about here? Getting up for a few seconds and sitting down again. Say the Ga'onim, says the Bi'alotha, no, brings to the Beit Kel. Here for the Tzibur, you're going to get the Tzibur to have to stand up for Tzvi'is HaOmer when they were so comfortably sitting, and they're going to sit down again for the Yitzin Lechor. Don't do it. The same email from here, see the unbelievable level which Chazal, which our Rabbanim attached to the end of Kavod HaTzibur, something which possibly, when it's mamash talking about not the Kavod of the individual, not the Tzibur of the individual, where Mechila wouldn't even exist because the Tzibur is entitled to conduct itself, certainly when it comes to Kavod Shemayim, or its own Kavod in a respectful way, is a real alakas kama v'kama when it comes to the individual, which is what we started off with the Mishkas Asher, the Chazal was so sensitive with Kavod HaTzibur, where the Tzibur doesn't go red, the Tzibur doesn't have necessarily the feelings of an individual, it's conjugate when it comes to the being matriya of an individual, or being mechabed an individual, we can see from here the sensitivity which we have to attach to the mitzvah of Ahasuerus.